Welcome to a series of netcasts brought to you by Yale University. This is Nanette Stahl, curator of the Judaica Collection at Yale University Library and curator of The Art of the Ketubah, a study in Jewish diversity, an exhibit on view at Sterling Memorial Library until June 30, 2009.
The Ketubah, plural Ketubot, is the standard marriage contract that Jewish law requires a groom to provide for his bride on their wedding day. It is intended to protect the woman, primarily by establishing the man's financial obligations to her in case of divorce or widowhood. In addition to the financial clauses, the text of the Ketubah outlines other obligations undertaken by the groom, including traditional conjugal rights such as food, clothing, and shelter. We do not know for sure when the Ketubah became a central part of the Jewish marriage ceremony. It is a rabbinic institution, not a biblical one, and goes back to Talmudic times. Traditionally, it must be signed by two witnesses and then read out loud in Aramaic during the marriage ceremony. It is a public document to which the entire community is witness. Rabbinic law does not stipulate a specific language for the Ketubah. It was meant to be understood by the parties involved and was written in Aramaic because during the period when the text was standardized, most people understood that language. Today, it is still in Aramaic, though most Jews no longer speak or understand it. Indeed, many couples today have their Ketubah written in Hebrew or a combination of languages. Since the Ketubah is read during the wedding ceremony and thus publicly displayed, a tradition of decorating it evolved in many Jewish communities in different parts of the world. Though the text is primarily the same in all Jewish communities, there is no one style that can characterize the art of the Ketubah. Different Jewish communities adopted styles and even shapes for their ketubot that were characteristic of their localities and often reflected the artistic traditions of the countries in which they lived. This exhibit will focus on the diversity of art styles in ketubah decoration from the 18th through the early 20th centuries. Most extant illustrated ketubot date from this period. In recent years, however, the tradition of ketubah decoration has been revived both in the United States and in Israel, and many couples are again commissioning artists to illustrate their marriage contracts. There is one contract in the exhibit that illustrates the high level of today's ketubah art. It is the one illuminated and calligraphed by the noted artist David Moss for his son and daughter-in-law Yonatan and Saskia. Yonatan is currently a graduate student at Yale. Ketubah decoration not only adds beauty and meaning to what otherwise would be a rather dry legal document, it has much to teach about the individuals and the communities for whom they were produced. Italian ketubot reflect the openness of Italian Jewry to the rich artistic heritage of its surrounding culture. The illumination of marriage ketubot from Muslim lands reflects their cultural and religious norms. No human figures appear in the decorations. Instead, the themes are drawn from the plant and animal worlds. This is in keeping with Muslim and Jewish sensibilities, which frown on the artistic depiction of humans, lest it lead to idolatry. The only Jewish communities from which we do not have hand-decorated ketubot are those of Eastern and Central Europe. According to the scholars Shalom Sabar and Vivian Mann, this is because among Jews in these geographical areas, known as Ashkenaz, ketubot were viewed as rather standard legal documents and were all identical. Among Sephardic and Italian Jews, by contrast, additional clauses were added that were unique to the bridal couple, and these additions were of interest to the assembled guests. The public nature of the ketubah in these communities meant that the appearance of the document was also of importance, hence the decorations. All ketubot in the exhibit are from the collection of the Beinecke Rare Book and Manuscript Library at Yale. The most richly illustrated marriage contracts in Europe came from Italy. The images in Italian ketubot related primarily to four motifs, which would often overlap in the same document: the portal, Jerusalem and the temple, the bridal couple, and floral and animal designs. Biblical scenes also played a major role. These usually depicted courtship and marriage narratives or major biblical figures like the patriarchs and the matriarchs, Moses and King David. Secular motifs frequently appeared side by side with biblical and religious ones. The signs of the zodiac, images of the four seasons, allegorical illustrations of wisdom, fortune, fidelity, and charity were quite common. Calligraphy was an important element in Italian ketubot, often together with imagery. On many ketubot from Italy, designs created with the Hebrew alphabet alone constitute the decoration. While calligraphic and floral decorations appeared on ketubot from many parts of the world, elaborate figurative illumination was found primarily in Italy. I would now like to discuss individual ketubot from Italy. This ketubah is from Modena, Italy, 1765. The bride is Chorpit Bat Avraham Ashkenazi. The groom is Aharon Ben Yechiel Graziano. And the wedding took place on June 21st, 1765. A rectangular frame surrounds the text. Within the border is a standard decorative inscription from Isaiah 61, 10 to 11a. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. The wedding took place on a Friday, a day not commonly used for weddings. However, it may be that since it was followed by the Sabbath, a day when Jews do not travel, this was an opportunity for families to extend the celebration by remaining together longer. This ketubah is from Finale, Emilia, Italy, 1835. The bride is Chana Bat Baruch Avraham Pesach. The groom is Elisha Yehuda Bar Yom Tov Chai Donati. The wedding took place on Tuesday, June 2nd, 1835. The writing along the border in Hebrew block letters consists of blessings for the bride and groom taken from the Book of Psalms and the Book of Ruth. Above the text is an image of two joined hearts surrounded by a circle which contains sayings relating to love and marriage taken from the biblical Song of Songs and other sources. This ketubah is from Ancona, Italy, 1864. The bride is Safiranza, called Evgenia, Bat Avraham Campus. The groom is Moshe Shmuel Ben Avraham Tseva. The wedding took place on Wednesday, April 20th, 1864. The text is written in Italian block letters and is framed by a floral decoration that is typical for ketubot of this period from Ancona. The wreath above the text and the bow on the bottom also follow the conventions of Ancona ketubah illustration. The text within the wreath contains traditional blessings for the bride and groom. The center of ketubah decoration in Islamic lands was Iran. We have ketubot from almost all the large Jewish population centers of the country. These include Tehran, Isfahan, Yazd, Kashan, Hamadan, and Meshed. Herat, a city in Afghanistan close to the Iranian border, was also well known for ketubah illustration. Unlike ketubot produced in Europe, and particularly in Italy, no human images appear in those from Iran. In observance of the Jewish and Muslim restrictions on figurative art, the ketubot from Iran, and in fact from all other Muslim countries, only use floral and animal motifs in their decorations. The ketubah you're looking at is from Yazd, Iran, 1861. The bride is Malka Bat Akai. The groom is Moshe ben Shmuel. The wedding took place on Thursday, October 31st, 1861. The text is surrounded by a floral border reminiscent of Persian rug designs. Within the border, the document is divided into two registers. The upper register contains two small lines in front of two rising, personalized suns. One of the suns is quite small and seems to have lost its rays. There is a cypress tree on either side of the lions. The lion and the rising sun were the national symbols of Iran until the revolution of 1979 that deposed the Shah. They are the dominant decorative feature of ketubot from Isfahan, but they also appear in those from Yazd. The cypress tree plays a central role in Iran's most famous gardens. The oldest living cypress in the world is in Iran's Yazd province. Above the lions are two fishes, symbols of fertility. The lower register contains the text written in block letters with the date of the marriage and the terms of the financial settlement added in smaller letters. Below the main text is a statement in Judeo-Persian written in Hebrew cursive characters, which most probably concerns additional gifts of the groom to his bride. Below the statement, there are cartouches which include the names of seven witnesses, though only two witnesses are actually needed. This ketubah is from Tehran, 1929. The bride is Hashmat Bat Pinchas. The groom, Ezra ben Yehuda. The wedding took place on Thursday, October 10th, 1929. The booklet format, of which this ketubah is an example, is unique to the Jews of Iran. It is composed of several leaves, and the text on each page is set in framed panels. The first page begins with a sarlo, an elongated decorative panel that contains the inscription with a good sign, V'siman Ataba. Marriage contracts in booklet form were quite prevalent among Muslims in Iran, and they no doubt influenced Jewish ketubah design. This ketubah is from Isfahan, 1856. The bride is Rachel Bat Shlomo. The groom, Yecheskel Ben Mashiach. The wedding took place on Thursday, April 17th, 1856. As with the ketubot from Iran in general, and indeed all ketubot from Muslim countries, the emphasis is not on originality in design, but rather on the amplification of tried and true traditions. The artistic conventions of ketubah decoration in Isfahan are all present in this ketubah. Dominating the decorations are two rampant lions flanking a vase that contains a rose. The two lions have a personified sun rising at their backs. The entire document, which is divided into two sections, is decorated with a rich array of flowers, trees, and birds. The text is found in the lower section flanked by two arches that contain a cypress tree with a bird above it. The lion, the rising personified sun, and the cypress tree are national symbols of Iran, and their inclusion in the Ketubah, in all probability, indicates pride of place on the part of the Jewish community of Isfahan, the oldest Jewish community in Iran. The outer frame consists of blessings written in large Hebrew block letters that says, "Under a good sign, light and gladness, honor and dignity, a mantle of praise, with joy and exultation and continuing singing to the bride and groom." The left side of the border contains Psalm 128, verse 3. "Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in your home, your children like olive plants around your table." I will now discuss Ketubot from the Sephardic diaspora. Jewish communities of Spanish and Portuguese origin. The Jews of Spain and Portugal were expelled from those countries in 1492 and 1497, respectively. However, for centuries, they continued to maintain their separate Iberian identity and unique heritage. The large majority settled in the Ottoman Empire. Other centers of Sephardic life were the Netherlands and Italy. While the Sephardic Jews, no matter where they settled, usually retained their Hispanic names, the Jews of the Ottoman Empire in particular also maintained their language, Ladino, Judeo-Spanish. Examples of post-expulsion Ketubot in the exhibit are from Thessalonica, Greece, Gibraltar, Bucharest, Romania, Jerusalem, Piripasha, Turkey, and Tetuan, Morocco. The couples named in the marriage contracts from Bombay and Damascus included in the exhibit may have been descendants of Spanish-Portuguese Jews. The Sephardic Jewish communities in the Ottoman Empire did not use figurative art in their ketubah decorations. Those in Italy and the Netherlands, however, did, since figurative art was so prevalent in the cultural environment in which they lived. This ketubah is from Jerusalem, 1888. The bride is Rachel, but we could not make out who her father is. The groom is Nissim Gershon Ben, and again, we can't identify the name of the father. The wedding took place on Wednesday, November 7th, 1888. This ketubah demonstrates the distinctive stylistic features that characterize ketubot from Jerusalem and the three other holy cities of the Holy Land, Hebron, Tiberias, and Safed, in the 19th century, when it was part of the Ottoman Empire. It is divided into two sections. The upper register is shaped with a knob at the top and contains a large vase filled with branches at the center. The lower register contains the text in an arched floral frame. The script is in a Sephardic cursive hand. The names of the bride and groom are written in large block letters. The text is flanked on either side with statements relating to the blessings of a wife, written in Hebrew block letters. On the left is a quote from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9a, "Enjoy life with a wife you love." On the right hand, one finds a saying that appears in many ketubot and begins with, "He who has found a wife has found goodness." This ketubah is from Bombay, India, 1911. The bride is Rivka Bat Binyamin. The groom is Shalom Bar Aharon. In this case, we also have the name of the scribe, and his name is Naim Ben Avraham Ben Mashiach. The wedding took place on Monday, August 14, 1911. This magnificent ketubah was probably created for a Jewish couple of Baghdadi descent. Many Iraqi Jews came to India for purposes of commerce and trade when it was under British rule. The document is divided into two sections, placed one above the other. The upper section, in the shape of an oval, contains traditional blessings for the bride and groom. The lower section contains the text of the ketubah proper. Dominating the decorations are two peacocks painted in a striking blue. Peacocks are a favorite motif in ketubot from Iran and India. They are beautiful and regal. The crown would appear to stand for the British Empire. The outer border consists of verses from Psalm 137. If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand wither. And Psalm 128, happy is the person who fears God and walks in God's ways. This ketubah is from Bucharest, Romania, and we think it's 1840. The bride is Rivka Bat Eliyahu. The groom, Yaakov Chazan Ben Chaim Yisrael Chazan. The wedding took place on Wednesday, July 2nd, 1840. This ketubah originates with the Sephardic community of Bucharest. The community came to Romania when it was part of the Ottoman Empire. The text written in Sephardic cursive hand is divided into three sections. The ketubah proper is on the right, the terms of betrothal on the left, and in the center, the dowry list. These texts are set under two arches in which are contained blessings for the bride and groom written in Hebrew block letters. The focus of the floral decorations above the arch is a stem with three roses. The rose is a particular favorite in Sephardic ketubot. I would like to conclude this exhibit with the ketubah designed by David Moss. It's from Jerusalem, 2002. The bride is Saskia Batsara Swenson. The groom is Yonatan Shimon ben David or David Aharon Moss. The wedding took place on September 1, 2002. This ketubah was created by the United States-born Israeli artist and calligrapher David Moss for the marriage of his son Yonatan to Saskia Swenson. Moss was among the first artists to renew the tradition of handwritten decorated ketubot. He has served as an inspiration and mentor to many artists who have continued the work that he began and still continues to do. Yonatan, a graduate student at Yale, and his wife have graciously lent their ketubah to the library for the exhibit. It is the only one not from the Yale Library collection. In contrast to those of the past, modern ketubot are quite personal and designed specifically for a particular bridal couple. This ketubah is no different. Its theme is creation. It evokes the relationship of God to his creation and the relationship of all beings to their creator. With this theme, the artist has merged the Talmudic background of the groom with the interest of the bride in Jewish ecology. The leaves and flowers that surround the text suggest the Garden of Eden, and the bottom blue cartouche contains a quote from one of the seven blessings recited at the Jewish wedding ceremony that connects the couple to Eden. Framing the entire document is an ancient midrashic text called Perek Shira. In it, all elements of creation, from the sun and the moon to all the animals, praise God, each in its own words. Written in micrography, Moss also painted a tiny image of each creature placed next to the passage in which it is mentioned. I hope you enjoyed viewing this exhibit of a selection of decorated Jewish marriage contracts from the Yale University Library Collection. They can be found at the Beinecke Rare Book and Manuscript Library. Thank you.
Nanette Stahl is curator of the Judaica Collection at Yale University Library. For more information about the collection, visit library.yale.edu/judaica.